You are tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide and WBC-TV. As I mentioned before the break, this young lady was with me recently, but we had such an insider's conversation that I think the only one that got it was me and her. So I'm going to try to go over this one more time. Her name is Claire Burke. She is a boxing activist, per se, manager, promoter. Have you ever been a cut man? What haven't you done?
Actually, I have been a cut man.
Oh, I knew it.
Prior to boxing, I worked in the operating room, and I trained neurosurgeons how to do new procedures in surgery and in head trauma. So I can do stitches. I can do all that stuff.
Okay, I stumbled in. Every time I open the door with Claire, I never know what's going to come out. Let's talk about some of the dirty aspects of boxing. Are there promoters out there that do not pay boxers?
Absolutely.
Who are they?
I wouldn't call, let's see, Langston King.
And where's he?
A lot of stuff.
Where's Langston King out?
He lives in Tennessee. He started doing shows in Memphis, other areas of Tennessee. Then he moved to, he tried Michigan. He also, I don't think he ever got approved in Ohio. And now he's currently in Florida. Florida is completely aware that he still owes fighters from his last fight. So now, and he didn't pay, like, the commentator. He didn't pay a lot of people. So what he does is he pays Floyd Mayweather to take pictures with him, and then he promotes that he's friends with Mayweather, that he's doing stuff with Mayweather, so it gives people a comfortable feeling. He offers the fighters more money than they deserve for the fights that they're fighting.
So they're fighting under an illusion.
Exactly. And then after the fight, the last fight, done. He's already checked out of the hotel. He's gone.
He
just disappears.
One time as a private investigator, I had a guy in Century City. I'm a private investigator. In Century City, a guy didn't pay me. He owed me like $400, and he owed me for a long time. I was sending him emails, faxes back in the days. Anyway, so I went down there and walked past the secretary one day and walked into his office and sat down. He paid me. I mean, but sometimes you got to get paid that way. But if you're living in Florida or if you're living in Tennessee and you made $300 on a fight, you're supposed to make $300 on a fight, you don't get paid for it, you don't have any money for legal recourse to begin with.
Exactly. And a lot of these guys are afraid that, well, if I complain, they're never going to let me fight again. You have to explain to them, but you don't want to fight for this clown again. So he's one of them. Big time entertainment promoter out of Ohio, but I kind of chased him around the country after he didn't pay two cards. So anytime he scheduled a fight, I called the commission, sent them all the information, all the bad checks, copies, all that kind of crap. So after a while, now he's doing shows in Dubai. He gave up.
Speaking of bad checks, I won't mention the guy's name, but I was working for a magazine out of New York City and a newspaper magazine. And they bounced a check on me. So I gave the check. I actually went out to the liquor store and cashed a check at the corner store, right? So they put the check up in the window. You know what I'm saying? Fernandez bounced this check. And they've got like arrows down in it and the whole nine yards. And they're dogging me. I'm trying to get the check back from the guys. No, Pedro, you bounced the check. So anyway, needs to say, when I met him in Atlantic City, we settled that score physically. Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you just have to, no doubt about that. Now, what about these guys that are picking up guys that never fought before, like Scott Cuddy? Scott Cuddy's never had a professional fight, even though I say he's undefeated. He is undefeated, but he's never had a professional fight. Now, there are many guys like Scott Cuddy that are being picked up across the country in places like Tennessee and brought to Florida to engage in professional boxing, correct?
Correct. Yep. And most of it, I mean, the biggest guy who does this the most, his name is Skip Crumpler, and he's been in boxing for a long time, and he's from a town in North Carolina called Wilson, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look up on BoxRec, which is the official record keeper of boxing, and you put in pro boxers, you want to search for any pro boxers in Wilson, North Carolina, the ones that, hundreds come up, obviously, which is a lot for a small town. You don't usually have hundreds of fighters in one small town.
Trying to tell me that in a town of, with a population of maybe like 800 people, there's like 75 boxers?
It's probably like the right ratio, something like that, yeah. So if you look up the records of the people that have, done their debut, let's say since 2018 through 2021, They have a total of 406 losses, 12 wins for like 30, I think it's like 42 or 36 fighters. I'm sorry, I got my numbers. I don't have my number exactly right on that. I get the message.
I mean, I get the message, no doubt about it. You know what's funny is you mentioned BoxRec is now the official record keeper of boxing. I remember back in the day when they went after BoxRec. I mean, the different boxing record books at the time, Ralph Citro, a couple other guys. In other words, you can't take, believe anything off the internet. And now, of course, they've wiped those guys out. The Anibal Marimani's, may he rest in peace, but all those record keepers are dead and gone.
Did they wipe them out or did they bribe them out?
No, they just sort of, no, there was no bribes involved, I don't think. I just think that
they made a big donation to the ABC the same year that they were voted in.
You know what?
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bribe. I'm just saying, I mean, money did change hands.
You know what, girl? You're so far ahead of me sometimes. Do you get lonesome? You get lonesome. I mean, come on here. You school me all the time. And I guess Clara Burke is a guest, folks. She's a boxing activist. I don't know where she's based at. Put it this way, she's been parts unknown. We don't want to give away her hometown because we don't want to cause any more heat. This and that. She's probably already generating, but she is like a neutron bomb. When she comes down on you, I mean, the buildings are still standing, but not much else is still standing. And that is that a fair assumption?
I would say so. I mean, you know, I enjoy the promoters that are there trying to do the right thing and like go to these shows on the weekends. You know, I'm not looking for everything to be perfect, but when I go somewhere like North Carolina or South Carolina, North Carolina doesn't currently have a commission, so they're not doing fights right now, but South Carolina, and I see Skip Crumpler pull up with literally 8, you know, of the 10 fights that are on the card. He's got 8 of the fighters in his, you know, thing, and you got the A side back in the room getting ready, throwing punches, doing pad work, and then if you walk in the B side room, he's literally showing them how to throw a punch. The last fight that I was at, I think I told you this last time, in South Carolina, one of the fighters was so scared that he literally wet himself. So, I mean, these are people, I mean, they've never put on a pair of gloves before. They are sharing shoes, they share a mouthpiece. They have no idea what they're doing. They come into the ring, like, I mean, wearing jewelry and shirts, and they just don't know. They've never, ever stepped in the ring. But really, the onus comes on the commissions. Like, they're just lazy. Yeah. And I've told them to their face they're lazy. It's not just me talking smack behind the back. I mean, we've had this conversation, and their exact response was, if we didn't allow Skip fighters to come, then we wouldn't have any promotions in South Carolina. Well, maybe you guys shouldn't.
You know, having run the Arizona Boxing Commission into the ground, I decided to do that personally and had some influence over a couple of elections of athletic commission leaders out here in California, one of which was a grave mistake, and I made a mistake, no doubt about that. But I know what it's like to put pressure on officials. What about the attorney generals? I mean, those are the guys who really have the teeth in the states, right?
Right. So, you know, instead of going to the commission, obviously the ABC doesn't really have any, you know, authority over any commission, because in boxing, every state commission's like their own country. So they have their own rules, the only way they do things. So I have filed, I don't want to say a complaint, but I have filed a notice, you know, a concern with the Attorney General of South Carolina. So I'm waiting to hear back.
Who was a longtime senator from Harry Reid? Is that his name, Harry Reid from Nevada?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the guy?
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he took all the, listen, the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act had all this enforcement in it, all these rigid laws and this and that. He stripped them all because, you know, he hangs out in Las Vegas. He was thinking about the promoters.
Right. And then, you know, and then what did him and McCain said, you know, well, there's going to be another part to it, so we'll just pass this for now, and then we'll put in all the, you know, other stuff later that we took out, all of the enforcement stuff we're going to do separately. But no one ever did it. They never planned on doing it.
You know, Senator John McCain, you know, I expose all the problems in Arizona, all the scandals, fixed fights, forged medical tests. I went so deep, it was like, yikes, okay? I couldn't get any deeper. What did they do? I went down there and they tried to have me arrested for standing on a picket line in front of the state capitol. I kid you not. There's some dirty players, baby. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you know what I'm talking about. We're not playing with kids.
No. So what did they do? Have like, your wanted picture up everywhere?
No. I was walking a picket line in a suit. I was GQ, suit and tie, the whole 9 yards, 10 o'clock in the morning. Because, you know, I'm doing the picket line early because if you do the picket line after, like, 11 o'clock in the morning, it's 115 degrees in Phoenix. Okay, so we got,
right.
I got a picket line going against the Athletic Commission. I got TV cameras out there, the whole 9 yards. And the cops roll up on me and pull guns. They accuse me of robbery. What are you talking about? Who am I robbing? Anyway, what? Bottom line is they had to back down. Somebody called them with a phony complaint. And it obviously came from the Athletic Commission, who I was picketing. I mean, who else would call the cops on me but the Athletic Commission?
Right. I believe it. Because they're scared. I mean, a lot of these guys are appointed by the governor. In fact, South Carolina, the guy who's in charge of the commission in South Carolina, he's never come to a fight. He has no idea.
No.
I don't think he even knows anything about boxing. So he was appointed by the governor. He probably gets, you know, a stipend or whatever, gets paid, and he doesn't care. He doesn't know anything about it.
You know what? I think we got our point. I think we got our point across there, young lady. I really want to thank you for your time. And
okay.
We got to do this more, right? We got to do this more. Not every week. We got to do this more often, okay?
Okay. All right.
All the best. One of my heroes, folks, Claire Burke. She is one of my heroes. And boxing needs heroes, no doubt about that. Because you know, the fighter is the most exploited human being on the planet, probably outside of a hooker. That's just the way it is. And probably the most exploited human being employee on the planet is a boxer or a martial artist. And this is the way it is. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break, of course, with Mike Tyson, Chuck Willery, and Robin Gibbons. It's time to play Love Connection on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.